I can certainly understand the desire to defund the cops. The cops are the shop troops of the elites. The cops defend the wealthy and extort and abuse the poor. But we do need a mechanism for people who don't want to engage in combat. We need a method for peaceful people to defend themselves. If you don't want to defend yourself from violent thugs, then you're going to have to pay somebody to do it. Your survival is at risk. Your family and your property are at risk. You should be able to defend yourself by working and devoting some of the fruits of your labor to defense. Theoretically, that's how the police business model works. The cops extort taxes, but they also are supposed to protect us. But the actual practice is very, very far from that theory. The police are good at enforcing taxation, but they're terrible at providing the protection that you're taxed to support. They often are more predatory than the criminals they, quote, protect us from. The cops stand by while we are taxed every day of our lives. In case you hadn't noticed, taxation is armed robbery. You are robbed each and every day by the state. How often are you robbed by freelance criminals? The problem is that the cops raise the money to, quote, protect us with a violent extortion racket. We can, and we should, change the system so that you can opt to protect yourself, or you can choose from a number of different offers in the market for protection. Some of these offers might be for a specific protection service for a specific amount of money. They might have more of a religious or charitable model, where you give what you can, and they provide you with what protective services they can. But we have a system where we all have to pay what the state mandates, and they give whatever protection they want. That system is seriously, seriously flawed. We need a free market for protection, just like we have a free market for phones, computers, and such. When you take the choice out of the equation, you have a state monopoly on force, and that has given us the dystopian crisis we face today. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.